10, The Remembrance of Lilacs. The family had just moved to Rhode Island, and the young woman was feeling a little melancholy on that Sunday in May. After all, it was Mother's Day, and 800 miles separated her from her parents in Ohio. She had called her mother that morning to wish her a happy Mother's Day, and her mother had mentioned the colorful yard filled with purple lilacs. Later, when she mentioned to her husband how she missed those lilacs, he popped up from his chair. "I know where we can find you all you want," he said. "Get the kids and come on." So off they went. Before they got halfway up the hill, the fragrance of the lilacs drifted down to them, and the kids started running. Soon, the mother began running too, until she reached the top. There were the towering lilac bushes, so laden with the huge flower clusters. Carefully, the young woman chose a sprig here, another one there. Finally, they returned to their car for the trip home. When they were within 3 miles of home, she suddenly shouted to her husband, "Stop the car! Stop right here!" The man slammed on the brakes. The woman went out of the car and hurried up a nearby grassy slope with the lilacs still in her arms. At the top of the hill was a nursing home, and the patients were outdoors, strolling with relatives or sitting on the porch. The young woman went to the end of the porch, where an elderly patient was sitting in her wheelchair, alone, head bowed. Across the porch railing went the flowers, into the lap of the old woman. She lifted her head and smiled. For a few moments, the two women chatted, both aglow with happiness, and then the young woman turned and ran back to her family. "Mom," the kids asked, "who is that? Why did you give her our flowers?" The mother said she didn't know the old woman, but it was Mother's Day, and she seemed so alone. "Besides," she added, "I have all of you, and I still have my mother, even if she is far away. That woman needed those flowers more than I did." The next day, the husband purchased half a dozen young lilac bushes and planted them around their yard. I was that man. The young mother was, and is, my wife. Now, every Mother's Day, our kids gather purple bouquets. And every year, I remember that smile on a lonely old woman's face, and the kindness that put the smile there.